This is episode 681 of No BS Job Search Advice Radio. I'm Jeff Altman, the Big Game Hunter. I coach people and organizations to play big. And I worked as a recruiter for more than 40 years, filled more than 1,200 positions, and started blogging about the job market in August 2001, right before the 9/11 attacks took place. So I've been doing this for a long time. I've been doing it monthly for a long time. And this is a show that I decided to share, even though it's not about interviewing, about the job market in general. And I think I may include this during 2017, even though I've been talking about this being a year of doing things about interviewing. Hope you find this helpful, and let's get going. And I've been blogging about the job market since August 2001, right before 9/11. I started writing about the job market. And I want to continue today and do this video to cover the jobs report and a quick observation about it, which I want to be clear. When I do these things, whether I write about it or do videos, I am not trying to be political in any way, shape, or form. I just want to talk about the market as I see it and offer some data and brief observations. So the report came in yesterday, and non-farm payroll increased by 235,000, of which private sector jobs were 227 and public sector jobs were 8,000. The previous month's jobs reports were increased by another 9,000. Now, politically, this was supposed to be the first month of the Trump administration. Okay. The unemployment rate was 4.7%. Wages were up 0.2%. The long-term unemployment rate, employment rate was 63%, which was an increase. Construction jobs increased by 58,000. Manufacturing by 28,000. Private education, this is the first time I've heard this one in the report, 39,000. I want to be clear, not public education, private education. First time I've heard that category in the reports. Business services, 30,000. Hospitality, 26,000. Healthcare, plus 27,000. The one sector that has been struggling for a while now is retail. As more of us shop online, retail stores are being affected. And I know there are a number that have filed Chapter 11 recently, have announced store closings. And that's a reflection often this time of year of poor sales during the holiday period. Remember, this is February. It's the post-Christmas comment. There were 340,000 more people in the workforce, and the U6 rate of unemployment was at 9.2%. There are 8 million people who are considered long-term unemployed. Now, the one observation I have for this report is that the numbers of people who are finding work in the past few months has increased from what had been a pretty predictable 150,000 jobs per month up until the election, to over 200,000 since the election. You want to call it Trump? I'm okay with that. You don't want to consider that the election has anything to do with it? I'm okay with that. I'm just offering an observation of a change that's taken place that I think is worth taking note of. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, here's a couple of ways that you can engage with me. The first one is connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/in/thebiggamehunter. Mention when you reach out to connect that you listen to the show. I enjoy finding out who my fans are. Next, if you're an executive and you're interested in job search or leadership coaching, email me at jeffaltman@thebiggamehunter.us. In the subject line, put the phrase executive job search coaching or leadership coaching. I'd be happy to help you in either way. I want to be clear, I'm not a recruiter. I'm a coach, helping you play bigger, having a set of eyes and ears on your circumstances so that you don't make mistakes that are costly. If you're not an executive, the best way to engage is with jobsearchcoachinghq.com. I have the best of my information there. Plus, you can ask me questions throughout your job search. I'll answer them. It'll help you. It'll help other people. There's going to be a community of individuals there that you can also get advice from. Again, jobsearchcoachinghq.com. I'll be back tomorrow with more. In the meantime, have a great day. Take care.